So you are watching a cricket match or Westerners baseball?
Next
Yes,
week. Today.
today is the Super Bowl, but the cricket or baseball. So in the cricket, there is a fast bowler who bowls really the ball very hard. And unfortunately, it's one of the tail enders, 10th or 11th batsman who is not used to playing fast bowling. He's a bowler, he's not a batsman, but he's in the last position. And so when the fast ball comes, he doesn't know what to do. He just swings here and there. Second, third ball, he gets out, clean bowled. But after this inning ends, the second innings, the same fast bowler is bowling fast, but now there is an opening batsman in the second inning, and he's used to facing fast bowling. So no matter how hard the bowler bowls, he's not affected. He's fine. If it comes on the leg side, he hits on the left side, on the right side. If it's a short ball, he hits it for a six. So nothing can perturb him because he's used to dealing with situations. Or in the case of baseball, the pitcher is throwing a curve ball or a fast ball or cutter, but a good batter, good batsman, he knows how to hit the ball, does not get affected. Same way in life, you and I, the ordinary people in life, when situations come which are difficult, very quickly get disturbed. Our mind gets disturbed. We don't know how to handle. And we get out. We say, I cannot deal with these worldly problems. Whenever the world throws any difficulty, any problem, this person says, I cannot handle it. Mentally, he gets stressed very easily. Physically, he gets fatigued. But a meditator or a wise person who has this highest knowledge is able to handle whatever life throws at him, whatever fastball comes, difficult situations come, whatever problems come in life. A person who meditates, a person who has this wise, right knowledge, is able to handle life's problems, no matter what problems come. But a person who is not used to these situations easily gets disturbed. So people ask, what is the benefit of meditation? Why should we meditate? Today we will be actually starting the subject of meditation. Last week, Bhagavan Sri Krishna had told us how the wise person remains the same, balanced, summer in heat and cold, joy and sorrow, success and failure. Then also he remains the same. He does not give too much importance to worldly things. He deals with, uses whatever he needs to, but does not give undue importance. Bhagavan has said, whether it's mud, stone, or gold, he knows each one has its value, but then does not give unnecessarily importance to gold and other things are useless like that. He's balanced. And then we found also in dealing with people, last week we had seen how a wise person deals with people who are friendly, who are, helpful to him, people who dislike him, saints, sinners, the person remains balanced. Sama buddhir visheshyate. So that is the benefit of meditation. The main benefit, of course, of meditation is it brings us closer to God. God, who is everywhere. Today in our meditation also, we saw God is in everything, but God is also within me. So the more I spend time in meditation, connect with God within, the closer the, it's like anybody you spend more time with, your friend or your sister or somebody, the more time you spend, the closer you get. But suppose you have moved to a different country and you don't have time to call or email, then you get distant from that person. You know, I'm too busy. So same way with God, the more time we spend with God, the closer we will be to Bhagavan. But if we say, oh, I am so busy, I don't have time to meditate, I don't have time to pray, but on the phone, we have no problem talking to our friend for half an hour, or on the internet, you know, checking all my messages, WhatsApp, Instagram, Twitter, I don't know what all. Facebook, how many people liked, you know, I put my picture, how many people liked it. We are so worried about that, but we don't say we are too busy to meditate. 20 minutes we cannot take out. So the benefit of meditation, one is it brings us closer to God, and secondly, the person who meditates, his or her mind remains balanced in all situations, all problems, and that is the main. Of course, there are other benefits also. Regular meditation helps you to relax, can help blood pressure, help a lot of stress-related issues, but these are the benefits. So today, actually, Bhagwan will start the topic of meditation. The first 9 verses were introductory. So today we'll start with verse number 10. Chaku, are you able to see the board? If, huh? Or you have it there. Or you can come in the front if you like. So, chapter 6, verse number 10. Yogi yunjita satatam,
Yogi yunjita
atmanam rahasi sthitah,
satatam.
ekakiyat chittatma niraśīra
parigraha.
Together, yogi yunjita satatam atmanam rahasi sthitah ekakiyat chittatma niraśīra parigraha. So yogi has many meanings in Bhagavad Gita. You know, yogi is the, there are yogis are the ones who are sitting in the forest meditating, or yogis are the ones who have great spiritual powers. Yogi can also be a karma yogi, you know, one who serves the world. Here, yogi is for a dhyana yogi, for a meditator. So Bhagavan says yogi, a meditator, yunjita. Let him keep the mind steady and united. Atmanam, and atmanam, atma does not mean the consciousness, the self, but atma here means the I, the individual, my this body and mind, this BMI, not atma the om, but BMI, rahasi sthitah. Let him keep his body and mind, rahasi, in solitude, alone. Sthitaha means remaining. Then ekaki, should stay in solitude, and ekaki means alone. So again, Bhagwan is emphasizing that stay in solitude, stay alone. Yata chittatma, yata means controlled, chitta means mind, atma means body. So we see different places, atma means consciousness, means the mind, means ego. Here it means the body. So having controlled his mind and his body, and he sits and nirashi. Nirashi means without hope, and aparigraha, without trying to possess too much, collect too much, add too much. Also, they say free from greed, free from collecting, acquiring, possessing. So, Here, Bhagwan is not saying you may meditate if you feel like. You should meditate. No, must. Yunjit. It is an instruction. So it is an instruction. It is not a choice. So if we are not meditating every day, then please start from tomorrow, because meditation is the best thing you can do for yourself. Even 20 minutes every morning, if you can take out. Bhagwan says, Yunjit, you must do it. So there is no advice, there is no choice. Completely, he says, it must be done. And then he says, you must meditate. Now, people ask, what is meditation? Why should I meditate? So in this chapter, Bhagwan will tell us everything. What is meditation? Why you should meditate? When and where you should meditate? How you should meditate? What should be the position of your body? How to control the mind, the desires, the senses? Everything. It is the most detailed instruction that Bhagwan Sri Krishna is giving us in this chapter. And also, not only that, but what is the benefit of meditation? And then, as we had seen in the last week, the wise person, how he deals with life. And then later on also, some of the other topics related to meditation will be covered. And as we said, Bhagwan is not only outside, but he is within. So in meditation, you know, people say, I want to reach God, I want to know God, I want to find God. God is everywhere. Of course, God is in the temple, in the murti, in the picture, everywhere in your puja room. But closest to you is in your heart, right here. God is within us at all times. So meditation is the fastest way to connect to God. You know, other things help. You know, bhakti helps, prayer, chanting, karma yoga, service helps, right knowledge helps. But in meditation, you are combining all three. You are doing a physical activity, sitting. You are remembering God and you have the right knowledge. So karma, bhakti, jnana, all three are there. Combination in meditation. So every morning we must meditate. There is no choice. Then he says satatam. Satatam means always, constantly you should meditate. Always, constantly, yes. You mean I shouldn't take a bath, I shouldn't eat, I shouldn't go to work all the time to meditate? What do we mean by satatam? So Gurudev in his commentary explains it very beautifully. Satatam are two things. One is when I sit for meditation, for those 20, 30 minutes or however long I sit, some people meditate for 2 or 2.5 hours. Some of the schools of meditation teach them to meditate. Well, you and I, we don't have to do that much. Start with 20, 30 minutes. And as it helps, you can increase up to half an hour, 1 hour. But whatever the 20, 30 minutes I sit there, it should be satatam. It should be constantly, my mind should be on God, should be on the self. So if my mind wanders, bring it back. But as much as possible for those 20 or 30 minutes, I should keep my mind on God, on the self, God who is within me as life, as consciousness. So that is satatam. That is number one. While I am sitting for meditation, let not other thoughts come, or at least try to avoid. And the more you practice, the more your mind will come under your control. That is number one. Number two is throughout the day, satatam means as often as I remember God. When you get up in the morning, you know, chant his name, thank him. When you hot water, you are taking a bath, thank God. Oh, such plentiful, clean, hot water we are getting. Some people have to walk miles just to get a bucket of water. So express gratitude before eating, in the food, while cooking. The lady should remember God before you start cooking. And when while working, when we come across our clients, our patients, our customers, seeing God in all of them, that is called satatam. And then at the end of the day, thank God. So every opportunity, we should remember God and see God within. So that is called satatam. Then rahasi. Rahasi means sit in solitude. Solitude, but people get afraid. Oh, you mean I have to go to the Himalayas, sit in the forest, in a cave? No, what it means, solitude means it should be done by me, myself, me alone. You know, alone I should meditate. We say, no, you know, my husband and wife, like to meditate together. It's not a good idea, because when you are sitting the other person is breathing or coughing, or she moves her hand and the bangles are jingling. So your mind will immediately go into other things, or you had a fight with your wife last night, and then in the morning in meditation, you are remembering the fight. So it should be husband and wife should have their own room separately to meditate. And that is called in solitude. And also say, oh, I only meditate with my friend. When he comes, I'll meditate. One day the friend is late, today I won't meditate. No, I meditate by myself, because it is my appointment with God, my exclusive time with God. And at that time, I have to detach from things. So when I sit, obviously, if you sit early in the morning, then, you know, the sounds won't be there. And we'll talk about senses in the next shloka. But at that time, I should also detach. Mentally also, I should not be thinking of things I have to go to work. You know, I should not sit as a manager. You know, I'm a manager. Today I have to go to work and I have to fire that lady. How will I do it? Or I have to scold some. No, as a mother, I don't sit as a mother or a father or a brother, sister, daughter. I am a seeker of truth. I am a devotee of Bhagwan. So sit with that attitude. And not only physically I should detach, but mentally also I should detach. Then do not announce to the world, you know what, from tomorrow, 5 o'clock, I'll meditate. You tell all your friends. And then you get up in the morning, 5 o'clock, it is very quiet, especially in India, the houses are very close. This person goes, oh, you know, let the whole neighborhood hear that I am meditating, you know. Let everybody know what a great yogi I am. Or I go to this pilgrimage place and in front of the shivaling, I sit there and, you know, like that. And I tell the passerby, take my photo, you know, that I'm sitting in front of shivaling, meditating. And then I put that picture on Facebook that I went to Badrinath. So we don't need to announce, because if you announce, then people will. If you tell your friends tomorrow 5 o'clock, I'll be meditating, they'll make sure you come at 5. And if you happen to be sleeping, they will knock on your door. They say it's 5 o'clock. You said you will meditate, and then you get up and then you sit, and they are sitting and watching you. So what? No, no, we want to see how you are meditating. Then your mind will. So do not announce. It does not mean that, you know, it has to be really a secret, but it is my personal thing, my personal time with God. And it is just as if I have an appointment with my boss. Say I'm an employee and I have an appointment with my boss, or some very important person has come and I have an appointment, you know, with that person. You know, so people get, you know, so affected, you know, oh, there is this have an appointment with, suppose you're supposed to meet like the senator or a congressman, you know, you have some work and you go to meet him or your boss or some very important person in Mukundmala, he says, some little panchayat ka head, you know, head of a panchayat, when we go to meet him, we give so much importance. Here you are meeting the Lord of the entire universe who has created not only this, but all the galaxies, the congressman, senator, president, all have been created by him. So my appointment with him should be more important than my appointment with, but some, you know, local, some leader, and we get so. So it says that do not cancel your appointment with God, because that is my most important effort at that time, and focus and pay attention. Meditation should be done with full attention, with focus. Mind should not wander. And then Bhagavan says, Nirashi, have no hope. Hope means, should I be hopeless? No, what it means is that when you sit for meditation, don't think, yeah, my eyes are closed. But how about if God comes, you know, Krishna comes or Bhagavan Vishnu comes? So halfway he opens his eyes to see if God has come or not, you know. Or some schools of meditation say, you know, you hear bells or you see blue light. So in your meditation, you're thinking, when will the blue light come? When will this? No, at that time, I'm thinking only of God and God as the self. Do not even think of objects, other things. So do not have any hope, because God is always with you. So it's not that somehow, sometime God will appear. Just pay attention and God manifests. God is here with me. And then it says, aparigraha, do not accumulate things, because the more things we accumulate, even last week we had talked about, you know, your closet is full and you still go shopping because there is a sale, buy 3-4 outfits. Keep buying more and more things. Your house is so cluttered, so, you know, so full of things, and you just keep accumulating. And then your mind will always be on things. Mind will not be on God. You know, the more you spend time in shopping, in sales, or in travel, going here and there, then your mind will all the time be on that. So reduce all those possessions, reduce acquirement. Reduce even travel. Yeah, some travel is okay, but too much of time spent in all these things, then your mind will all the time be outward. One poet very well says, Visham Vishayatoe Majatam Aplavanam Bhavatu Sharanam Eko Vishnu Poto Naranam. He says, Naranam, people who are drowning in this ocean of objects. See, we have collecting so many, we have drowning. We have sometimes, you know, we have clothes that we have not worn in 2, 3, 5 years, but we are still there. Shoes, you know, we keep. So we are drowning in this ocean of objects. And how do you get out? Vishnu Potam. Bhagwan Vishnu, make him my boat. And let Bhagwan take me out of these. So that is the idea. And Bhagavan says, sit with sannyas. Sannyas does not mean that we have to put on orange clothes and leave the family. But even in Upanishad, Kevali Upanishad, atyashramastha sakale indriyani niruddhya bhaktya swagurum panam pranamya. Atyashramastha, I should sit in the fourth ashram. See, there are four ashrams. First is Brahmacharya, the student. Second is householder, grahastha. Third is vanaprastha, retired. And fourth is sannyas, where I have nothing to do with the world. Some people, of course, directly from student, they go to sannyas, as all our swamis of Chinmaya Mission. But when I sit, I'm a sannyasi, means I have nothing to do. I have no family. I have no brother, sister, husband, wife, children, nothing. I am just a seeker of truth. And I'm not a manager. I'm not a mother. I'm not a housewife. I don't have to worry about cooking or guests. at that time, sit with that attitude. So beautifully, Bhagwan has given every detail. And next two shlokas, we will see how to control our mind and our body. So number 11, Shuchau Deshe Pratishthapya. Sthiramasanam Atmanah. Natyuchitam nati nicham chaila jinakushotaram. Together, shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasanam atmanah natyuchitam nati nicham. Chaila jinakushotaram. So shuchau deshe, in a clean place. Pratishthapya means firmly having established. Sthiram, I should not be moving. Firmly in my own asana. Atmana means in my own seat. So we'll talk about. Na ati uchitam, na ati nicham. Neither too high nor too low. My seat of meditation should neither be too high nor too low. And then what should be the seat made of? Bhagavan tells it very beautifully. Chaila means cloth. Ajina means an animal skin, deer or tiger skin, and kusha grass. So in the bottom, kusha grass, then on top of that animal skin, on top of that white cotton cloth, one on top of the other. So look at how much detail Bhagwan is giving us. So why is he mentioning all those? First of all, clean place. Because we say, na, a clean room is a clean mind. If you go to somebody's house and in the room there are clothes thrown over, books here and there, papers, messy house, messy desk, and you say his mind is also cluttered. You know, not only over things, but things thrown here and there. So the surrounding should be clean, because then only your mind will become relaxed. If you walk into a teenager's room and you can't find anything, why? Because it's all papers, paper, you know. So keeping my room clean, my desk clean, my kitchen clean, and body also clean does not mean that I have to take a bath before meditation. People think, oh, I'm meeting with God, I should take a shower. We recommend no. Just get up, wash your face, use the restroom, and then sit as soon as possible. Because if you spend time in having a bath, having a cup of tea, then your mind will be distracted. So sit as soon as possible after waking up. Then sthiram. Sthiram means do not move. So when, at least for the 20 to 30 minutes, I should not move. Some people go back and forth, you know, when they chant side to side. Or some people like to meditate on jhula, swing. You know, they do everything on swing. They eat the food on swing. They drink on water on swing. They sleep on the swing. And they also meditate on the swing. You say, okay, at least for that much time, leave the swing. Sit in a firm seat. Do not move at all. Try for this 20, 30 minutes. If something happens and you happen to move your finger, if you're itching, something is okay. But try to avoid moving. Asanam atmanah. And it should be my own asanam. So what it means is that each one should have their own meditation seat. You know, and in this chairs you can buy quite cheaply, you know, with a little back you can sit, or if not, you can even sit on the chair. If somebody cannot sit on the ground, back hurts, but the back should be erect, and mind, head and neck, and head, neck and back should be in the straight line. Bhagwan will tell us in the next couple of shlokas. And also, when you sit in that same place every day for meditation, your energy goes in that place. So that place becomes your personal space. एंड देन ना उत्तिचम ना उत्युच्चितम ना अति नीचम, नीदर टू हाई नॉर टू लो. व्हाट डज भगवान मीन? सम पीपल से, यू नो, आई ओनली लाइक टू मेडिटेट ऑन द टॉप ऑफ द माउंटेन बिकॉज द एनर्जी इज देयर. या बट यू मे नॉट बी एबल टू गो एवरी टाइम. सो इन योर हाउस इट शुड नॉट बी टू हाई. और सम पीपल से आई लाइक टू मेडिटेट ऑन द ट्री. You know, I don't want the lower energy, but then on the tree, you're all the time afraid when I'm sitting, I may fall. So, not too high and not too low. So, do not go away in the basement or some, you know, cold place because there you could catch cold or get some arthritis. So, neither too high nor too low. I remember we went to a camp in PRC in Northern California and they were talking about this. And so, these students, you know, people like us who had attended that camp, at the end they made a play and they made it quite humorous, you know, where it says not too high. So one lady puts five or six pillows, one on top of the other, and then she's trying to sit there. She falls. Another guy goes under the stage, not too low. He said, no, don't sit just in a normal seat. Not in Chaila Jina Kushotaram. Why is that? Are they talking about Kusha grass? And then on top of that, an animal skin, on top of that, white cloth. Because in the olden days, when they used to meditate in the forest, the floor could be damp, it could be cold, could be very hard. So the Kusha grass is like a cushion. It's Kusha special grass where you can sit and which gives insulation. And cools it down. Also, it's like the moisture doesn't come. It soaks up the moisture. Then on top of that is an animal skin, which is further insulation. Animal does not mean you go and kill an animal, but what animal who has died or naturally. And on top of that, a white cloth, because some people may be allergic to the animal skin. So white cloth. And so they don't get sweat and all that. So one person was supposed to start meditation, and his guru asked him, did you start meditation? I told you a month ago. He said, no. He said, why? He said, I called my uncle. He's going to go send somebody to the Himalayas to bring Kusha grass. When he mails it to me, and when I get it, then I will start. Another guy says, you know, I just bought a gun. So I'm going to go hunting and maybe kill a deer. Tiger, I cannot, but at least deer to mar sakta. I'll kill a deer, skin it. No, it's not. See, in those days, that was necessary for us. Nowadays, just, you know, we have carpet in our rooms. Put a little blanket, you know, fold it or a sheet or a cloth. And like I said, if you can't sit on the floor, sit on a chair. So details are given, and then also do not spend time in acquiring. So, you know, when you go on the internet, people have a meditation seat, meditation pillow, meditation sounds, you know, tapes, and then you put on earphone, and then your mind will go get alpha waves, and then meditation incense and om and chanting. No. You don't need all that. Get a nice seat, chant yourself, and breathe. And these things, you know, if you really need help, you can, but avoid too much acquiring, you know, aparigraha. Because collecting is not important. More important is where my mind is. So this is how one should sit, and this is how the seat should be. So Bhagwan says, sit in a clean place firmly without moving, and the place should be comfortable, and it should be, as we said, where you can be comfortable. That is very important. And later on, he will say how the head, neck, and back should be in the straight line. So the body should be controlled, but should not be too stiff. If your body is too stiff, then you know your back will hurt and all. It should be controlled, not moving, but at the same time relaxed. So this is number 11. Now in 12th, Bhagwan gives us more details. so many details are given. It is unbelievable how nicely they have covered this topic of meditation. So in number 12, tatraikagram mana kritva. Yata chittendriya kriyaha. Upavishyasane yunjat. Yogam atma vishuddhaye. Tatraikagram mana kritva. Yata chittendriya kriyaha. Upavishyasane yunjat. Yogamatma vishuddhaye. So more instructions Bhagavan is giving her. Tatra means there. So in your meditation seat, have you have found a seat, you have got the, you know, you are a very good student. I got the kusha grass from India. I got my deer skin Bhagavan. I bought it. And I have a cloth. I have all set. So you have done. Okay. Tatra, there, ekagram mana kritva, make the mind ekagram, single pointed. Kritva means having made the mind single pointed. Yata means control, chitta indriya kriyaha. Yata means controlling, chitta means mind, indriya means senses. So sense organs, organs of action, all of them should be controlled. Kriya means activity of the mind and the 10 organs, sense organs, organs of action should be controlled. Upavishya, having seated asane on this asanam, the seat that you have, as we said, it could be a simple seat with a back or a chair or whatever is. If you can sit on the floor in Padmasanam is very good, but if you can't, it does not mean I cannot meditate. Yunjat, again Bhagavan is a yunjat. You must connect your mind with Bhagavan. Yunja means join. Yunja also means the mind and intellect should be controlled. And yunja also means let him practice meditation. This yoga, this dhyana yoga, meditation, why? Atma vishuddhaye. Atma means, again, does not mean atma, does not mean om or consciousness. Atma means the mind. Vishuddhaye. Shuddha means pure. Vishuddha means visheshena shuddha. So the mind should be completely pure. And that's how one should sit. So how to make the mind pure and what do we mean by single pointed? So we'll talk about ekagra. Single pointed is very important. When I sit for meditation, my attention should be only on the object of meditation, that is Bhagavan who is within. And that should be my main attention. And try not to let the mind wander. In the beginning, it will go here and there, but even Bhagavan will say later on, with practice and with detachment, when you will connect to God within. Also, there was one famous meditation teacher, Eknath Ishwaran, and he says that how do you make the mind single-pointed in meditation? Throughout the day, make the mind single-pointed. So do not try to do too many things at one time. People are very proud. You know, I can multitask. They say, no, multitasking me. Whatever your attention, if you are eating, eat. Don't eat and watch TV at the same time or read the newspaper or, scroll my phone, check my WhatsApp. When I'm eating, I'm eating. When I'm on the phone, I'm on the phone. When I'm with somebody, keep your attention on that person. Not when I'm talking to him. My attention is all over the world, this and that. So if you're watching TV, watch with full attention. So whatever you are doing, when you're driving, drive. Do not, people love to, do this, change this button, do this, open their glove compartment, take. No, when I'm driving, my attention should be on the road. So if you practice when I'm cooking, cook, you know, when you do that thing at the, with the full attention, then that practice will help you also in meditation. And then they say control the mind and the senses. Yata chitta indriya kriya. So how do you control the mind? As we said, make the mind single pointed, let it not wander. How do we control the senses? That when I'm sitting for meditation, first of all, try to sit early in the morning so that there is not much noise, much traffic. Here, of course, we don't have that problem. But in India, you know, Doodhwala will come and Sabji Wala will come, all those sounds. So try to do it. Here, what is our distraction? I'm sitting for meditation. It's 6 o'clock in the morning and the neighbor's car goes out. You say, it's 6 o'clock. Why is the neighbor going to work so early? He usually goes to work at 8 o'clock. What's wrong with him? You know, in your meditation, you're worried about neighbor's schedule. Ke wo kyun jaldi ja raha hai? Are, you hear the sound. Okay, his sound came. Ignore it and come back to your focus. And same way in the morning, and also do not chew gum. Some people like to chew gum while doing anything and everything. All day they are chewing gum. At least during meditation, please do not chew gum because your mind will be on that. Also, people like incense, but we say avoid incense because then the smell, again, your mind will be on that. Keep your eyes closed so that you are not seeing. Of course, advanced meditators while walking also they can meditate. But generally, keeping the eyes closed. So that's all. And then do not have too much activity. You know, sense organs and organs of action. Do not speak. Do not move your hand. Do not move your leg. Do not go from side to side. So control the sense organs and organs of action. And control the mind. That is the very important. The inner sense. Mana shashthani indriyani, Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita. Mind is the sixth sense because the mind controls the sense organs and organs of action. Another way the mind wanders is either in the past or in the future. I'm sitting for meditation yesterday, you know, at the party. She told me this. And I'm mad at her. I'm never going to talk to her again. You know, in meditation, you're worried about what happened or by, you know, I made this mistake and some problem happened at work. You made it at that moment. It's okay. You take care of the problem. But in meditation, you don't have to worry or we worry about future. After this, what am I going to have for breakfast? See, that is one of the very important thoughts in meditation. In naaste mein kya khayenge? Today I'm going to have paratha or I'm going to have dokla. No, at this time, I'm not even a cook. I am a seeker of truth. And keep your attention in the now. Eckhart Tolle says the power of now. That at this moment, I am here and now. I'm not in my friend's house, not with my parents in India. Maybe my parents are not well. At this moment, I'm just thinking of, you know, God within. So power of now. Then people say, I get bored, you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to sit without doing anything. When do we get bored? When you don't do something properly. When you don't do something well, then it becomes boring, you know. But if you have done a good job, then you are proud about it. Proud means not arrogant, but that I have done a good job. So then boredom is not there. So at this moment, I do my best. And chant the name of the Lord, you know, start with chanting the name. We can chant Om or chant Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And also you can practice that at other times. Say, I am in a doctor's office, you know, and doctors are notorious for being late. I'm not justifying that, but half an hour, 1 hour, instead of getting mad, looking at the clock, looking at the receptionist, just close your eyes and chant the name of the Lord. You know, just keep remembering. Or I'm supposed to meet somebody for lunch and the person is late because of traffic. I look at the menu, look at the water, get angry. You know, why this person is always late? No. I have 10 minutes extra. Let me remember Bhagwan. So just chant the name of the Lord, or in the DMV, you know, you go there and there's a 1 hour wait. This is my chance to remember God. So, and whatever your Ishta Devta, your mantra is, just chant the name of the Lord. And then Yunjat, and connect your mind always with Bhagwan. And why do we do that? Atma Vishuddhaye, for purification of the mind. So what are the impurities? Shuddha means purify. Vishuddha means completely. Visheshena Shuddha, completely pure. So what are, there are three impurities of the mind. Mala, Vikshepa, Avarana. Mala means dirt, dirt of the mind. Vikshepa is agitation of the mind. Avarana is ignorance. Like say if there is a bucket of water and I'm trying to see my own reflection, but if that water is very muddy, dirty, black, then I won't be able to see. Or if the water is agitated, I won't be able to see. So the water has to be clean, has to be still and undisturbed. So same way in my mind, if I want to see Bhagwan's reflection, my mind has to be clean and not agitated. So mala means dirt. So how do I remove the dirt of the mind? By doing karma yoga, by doing service and having love for all. Last week we had talked about how to deal with difficult people. Love and respect. So love for all and try to bring kind thoughts. Read some good books, you know, read some before you go to bed at night. Read some Bhagavad Gita, read some commentaries by Swami Chinmayananda, and read some good books, you know, that gives you the message. So keep your mind free from anger, greed, jealousy, hatred as much as possible. That is mala. Then vikshepa is the mind that is disturbed. Again, you know, something happened yesterday or something will happen tomorrow. So either we have regrets of the past, anxiety of the future, or agitation of the present. Gurudev says three ways our mind gets disturbed. So at this moment, I am sitting for meditation, and by chanting the name of the Lord and watching your breath, slowly the agitation of the mind will become quiet. That's why in meditation, when we sit down, we sit and we, you know, watch our breath and slow, pay attention to the breathing, relax the body and chant the name of the Lord, so the mind becomes quiet. And then avarana, the ignorance, how do I remove avarana, ignorance? By right knowledge. So going to the guru and getting shravana, manana, nididhyasana, listening to the words of the teacher of the scriptures, contemplating upon them and abiding them. So what I have heard in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Upanishads or wherever, I contemplate upon those words and I live those in my life, bring those into my life. So when I do those three things, then the mala will be gone, dirt, agitation will be gone, and ignorance will be gone. These are the three, what do you call, mala, three dirts of the mind, three impurities of the mind. And they say, oh, in meditation I want to reach Brahman, I want to know Brahman. Brahman is always with us. Brahman, God, is always with us. We have Om in the BMI chart. God is always in with us. What is covering our, why do we not feel his presence? Because of vasanas. Because of too many selfish desires, our mind is disturbed and is all the time into things and beings and people and all that. So reducing the vasanas, and how do I reduce vasanas? By, you know, becoming unselfish, by sharing, by giving, you know, whatever I don't need, share it. If there's somebody needs and I have extra, give it away. And how the long, deep-seated vasanas, the most powerful way to dissolve vasanas is meditation. When you sit for meditation, even long-standing vasanas will come out and they will get. So meditation and then remembering God and then chanting his name and then sharing, doing things. So as our mind becomes quiet and as our vasanas get reduced, slowly God will manifest. God is with us at all times. God is not far away. Brahman is not somewhere in Vaikuntha or in Kailasha or in Golok. No, God is right here with me at all times. But my attention is outside. So they say, make your mind introverted. Instead of looking out for things, turn your attention inward and Bhagwan will manifest. Bhagwan will be here, will manifest. And so this is what we have studied today. We have make the mind single-pointed, reduce the dirt of the mind, and sit in quietude alone and in a clean place with the proper asana, with the body fixed. So we'll end here. We have about 10-15 minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments, anything, you can give him the mic right there. Can unmute them also in on Zoom.
Hari Om. Can anybody hear?
Yeah, they can hear.
Hari Om, this is Krishna. Thank you, Anilji, for today's chapter 6, slokas 10, 11, 12. What I learned today is actually, you know, let me start from last week, sloka number 9. Is a yogi sees everybody, either it is an enemy or a friend or a sinner or a saint, a relative or a non-relative, the same way because the same self dwells in everybody. So starting with that, the sloka number 10 is a yogi who lives in solitude and controls or restrains the body and mind and renounces the possessions and desires, practices meditation. Then how do you meditate is the starting of sloka 11. Is first choose a clean surrounding and a quiet surrounding, and then have a firm and simple seat so that you can start meditating. So what this means is the outer order can help the inner stillness. And then coming to sloka number 12. So once we now have the external surroundings and the seat, then when we sit for meditation, then we can restrain or control the mind of the desires and senses, and then start meditating towards self-realization. And so this is I learned. And I have a question, Anilji. So when we go with this different intertwined, right? Brahmachari, yogi, sannyasi. How does these fit in these?
These four have been given to us by the rishis to divide our life in four, that the first 25 years is my student time. And then I should be only on focusing on studies. Then 25 to 50 is my family time. then 50 onwards, slowly I should start withdrawing and going towards retirement. And then later on, sannyas, where I no longer have too much to deal with the world. But it does not mean that I have to wait till I'm 75 before I start meditation. Meditation, the earlier you start, the better. That helps to quieten the mind. Also, it depends on the person's interest, like our Swamiji's of our Chinmaya mission. They all graduated from college and then straight away went to sannyas. They went to the mission in Mumbai. They studied for 2 years and then they put on yellow clothes and then ultimately orange clothes. And it's like Shankaracharya ji, you know, he just left his house. Raman Maharishi, when he was 6 or 7 years old, he was going into samadhi. So it depends on previous birth also, you know, what we have done. So these are not watertight compartments like somebody. So even in his grahastha, he spends more and more time in spirituality.
So sannyasa means you renounced everything.
Yeah, well, yes, sannyasa means renounced everything. That is one. But for us, what sannyasa means, reduce our dependence on worldly things. Sit with an attitude.
As, like, you know, some of the Hindus mention of the four things, right? The ages also.
Yes.
This is the brahmacharya time and this is the grahastha time after 50, the vanaprastha time after 75.
Right.
If I'm still alive, I go to sannyas. So, brahmacharya difference and brahmacharya and sannyasa is, sannyasa is complete renunciation.
Right.
But brahmacharya is control of the mind and
exactly.
The senses.
Right. Okay. Brahmacharya means living a life of moderation, control the senses, and then brahmani charati iti brahmacharya. One who keeps his mind in Brahman is in brahmacharya. So keeping the mind on God. And then it can be expedited. You know, somebody may do it sooner. Somebody, you know, may not do it in this life itself.
And who is yogi?
Yogi means dhyan yogi. Here is meditator.
Okay, so anybody can be called as yogi.
Well, there is the karma yogi.
Or dhyana yogi.
Dhyana yogi. Or yogi also means a person who is highly evolved, who is sitting with that highest state and light and
so
master.
So any of these four stages of life, you can be a yogi.
Yes, yes. If you connect your mind with God and that
and
is...
And then do whether karma yogi, like
right.
Do service or do dhyana,
Or bhakti.
Or bhakti, you know.
Right.
And then, or intellectually, jnana.
True.
So you are more, you're still a yogi in any phase of the life.
Yes.
But these are something, brahmacharya means pretty much you are restraining and controlling the desires.
Right.
And the sannyasa is completely renouncing the world.
Thank you. Anybody here else or has a question in the audience? Or on Zoom, if anybody has a question, please unmute. Auntie, you have a question? Go ahead.
Yes, Anilji, Hari Om. How to avoid sleep while you are meditating?
How to avoid sleep while you are meditating? I think one of the thing is to sleep enough. So they say get up in the morning, early morning. But say if you have, you know, gone to bed at 11, 12 o'clock and then 4 o'clock you put on the alarm. So get at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep. Get enough sleep when you sit for meditation. That's number one. Number two, just wash your face, you know, wash your face, wash your eyes. That will wake you up. And also, I think... It's a matter of practice. You have to give it importance that this is my, but avoid drinking tea or coffee because your mind will be overstimulated. But I think maybe get up, walk a little bit in your house, mainly like that. Taking a shower is kind of takes too long we recommend it should be done as soon as you wake up. So, and also realizing that this is my important time. So all those things, and keeping yourself alert as much as possible. And if it happens once in a while, apologize to Bhagwan and say, okay, I fell asleep, tomorrow I won't. So sit with resolve, that this is what I'm going to do. And theek hai, but generally one should avoid falling asleep because then you are wasting your time. So whatever works best to keep you awake. But mainly get enough sleep. Do not try to get up too early. If you have gone to bed at 9, 10 o'clock, then you can get up 4 or 5. But if you have gone to bed 11, 12, then wake up a little later, 5, 6, like that. So get a full 6 to 7 hours of sleep, I think. That answer your question, Auntie? Anybody else has any other questions? Lata, yeah, go ahead. You are unmuted, I think. Oh, she's
Okay.
not unmuted.
Now I am.
Now she
Now
is,
I am.
okay.
Yeah. What is the significance of in the shloka number 10, Nirashi and Aparigraha? Nirashi free from hope and free from greed.
Right.
What is the significance of that here? Free from hope. Why
Yeah,
that?
because I think we had talked about that. Oh, I'm sitting for meditation and then God will appear, so he
Oh.
opens his eyes and see, oh, God will appear, or I will hear a blue, I mean, see a blue light in my meditation or hear some sound. So, or, and just even a hope that I will attain enlightenment,
Oh.
even that hope should not be there. I just sit there for the purpose of being with God. That is my goal. And let Bhagwan decide when I will get enlightenment. Otherwise, you say, oh, I have been meditating for 30 years. Still, I haven't seen God. No, I don't. I'm doing it because it's the right thing for me to do. So do not have any expectation that or that I'll be able to walk on water or I'm sitting for meditation and how come my seat is still on the ground? Why am I not 6 inches above the ground? So all these hopes, that
Okay.
something or some miraculous thing will happen, suddenly a light will shine and then Bhagawan will appear. Okay, son, what or daughter, what can I do for you? To say, no, God, I want nothing except, no, nothing like that. I have no hope. And parigraha means acquiring too many objects. Then your mind is all the time on possessions and
Right,
things.
you
So
explained
reduce
that.
that and give away, what you don't need, reduce through that. Parikh. So,
Thank you.
Niraj, thank you.
Couple of comments, Mr.
Yeah, go ahead. You can talk on the mic.
Can I talk on the mic? I wanted
Yeah,
to talk on
sure.
the mic.
Yeah. Yeah, Tilla is with us. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
there's a couple of comments. One, I loved what you said, the sixth sense of the mind.
Right.
That's a new concept. So great concept. I think we think, okay, oh, mind, if I can just get rid of all the five senses, then I'm good. But the mind is wavering. So if you can control the mind. Sixth sense of the mind is so
Right.
true. Very, very true. That's such a profound statement. Thank you for bringing that
Thank
up.
you.
Second thing is, you're talking about going to sleep when you're doing the nishtha or yoga. They say the deepest level of yoga is nishtha is sleep. It's going to sleep. Your mind is going to sleep and you are concentrating on God. But you're not drowned in everything else around you. And your mind is so deep that it's so peaceful it goes to sleep. They say that is the deepest form of yoga. Is it that?
Yeah, that could be also. But a lot of times it is because of lack of attention or not getting enough sleep. So one should avoid as much as possible. Yes, when the mind is completely still in yoga, but then the person is alert, but mind is still. See, one is sleeping and mind is still. The other person is fully alert, but his mind, that is called samadhi. But mind is not wandering, mind is completely still, and the person and the meditator meditating and meditated, all the three difference goes away. That is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi. So that is for advanced. But yes, when the mind is quiet, there is a tendency to sleep. But if possible, avoid it. That's my advice. Thank you. Thank you for the comments. Anybody else on Zoom? Okay, next week is Mahashivratri. So we'll only have a half an hour class. So it'll be half an hour class. We'll do one shloka and then we'll end because then people will go in the hall to do the Mahashivratri Puja. So it will be 11 to 11:30 next week. And we do have meditation, guided meditation from 10:20 to 10:50. So those who would like to join either in person or on Zoom, they are most welcome. So you can, we all meditate together, and you know that helps, because once a week the group energy is good. Daily one should meditate alone, but if you do once a week as a group, that helps to energize your mind and that. So if you have time, please join from 10:20 to 10:50, and then 11 o'clock we have the Bhagavad Gita class. Thank you very much for joining, for all your comments. My humble pranams to all of you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhave. Om Asatoma Satgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Thank you so much. Hari Om.